And a very good morning to you. And I'm happy to tell you that we eventually, finally, have Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata joining us, the new Western Cape Police Commissioner. So what I will do is introduce the open line slightly later. I'm also going to be introducing Professor Jonathan Jansen, just to give his insights into those matric results. It's not all that it seems. You get the Free State on 88%, Gauteng on 87.2%, but what lies behind that story? But right now, let's focus on something that we've been talking about for a very, very long time. The crime situation in the Western Cape, the challenges within our police force in the Western Cape, and the fact that we have, thank heavens, a career police officer leading the Western Cape. Now, Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata is the new police commissioner. 34 years of police service is what she's given this country, including vast experience in the sort of crime intelligence space and serious organized crime environment as well. And she's also a forming acting head, at least, of the Hawks. And there are a couple of challenges that the general faces. If one looks at the Stats SA results, murder increased by 6.6% in the Western Cape. 47% of incidents occurred in just 10 police stations in the Western Cape. The murder-to-population ratio in the Western Cape is 60 per 100,000. And that's double the national average, around about double. And there's also an investigation by the Public Service Commission that shows that, you know, 21 police stations, including the ones with the highest murder rates, have less than one officer for every 500 residents. So there's a myriad of challenges. Some people will say that the general has accepted a poison chalice, but bottom line is everybody's happy that she's here. So, Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Kino. You're welcome.
So,
I'm happy to be having this conversation.
No, indeed. And it's so good to have a career police officer who's given your life to the service. And in terms of ins and outs and nuances, you know, it's what we need in a general in the Western Cape. Now, we'll talk about all the other stuff we did. I know you addressed your officers today. What was your key message?
Today was a meet and greet with the staff of the provincial office, and on the first day was also just briefly to talk to the senior managers of the province, where I was just outlining briefly the vision and just making sure that we will have the same understanding, but we will still have further engagements that we would be having on the vision and the input from the senior managers of the province. But today was just the staff, everyone, whether from cleaning staff or upwards, who are working in the provincial office.
Okay, brilliant. Let's maybe start with that vision that you've outlined. I mean, what is the core vision? We know what the challenges are. I can rehash them again, but we've spoken about them so much. You read about them in the newspapers all the time. What is your core vision for the Western Cape?
For the Western Cape is just to make sure the police in this province render quality service with professionalism, respect, and account to all the citizens of this province in different levels, in different structures, that we take that responsibility that has been given to us to police the province.
And I mean, it's a wonderful vision to have, but you also don't want to overwork your police force, which then brings me to the very initial question that I was going to ask. The Public Service Commission investigation, end of 2018, they released that particular report. They said that posts in the province decreased from 22,633 in 2013 to 20,969 in 2017-2018. They also said in March 2015 there were 22,038 posts, but only 20,604 posts were filled. The numbers look worrying, especially given the type of crime that we have in the Western Cape. How big a concern is the shortage to you? And are you already, do you have timelines in place by which to deal with that?
Thanks. This is a problem that has been raised. I've listened over the years about the shortages of police officers in the Western Cape. And there's been commitment made even from a national commissioner to resource the police in the Western Cape. What has even taken place now, I've been made aware that even over the festive season, this province received most of the numbers in terms of trainees that came out of college, over 1,000 at least. So there is work that is being done between the province and the National Commissioner's Office to make sure that the province is being resourced and capacitated. But whilst we are saying we still need more officers on the ground, what do we do with the current capacities that we have?
Yes.
And also, how do we make sure that we police the province, but in collaboration with all other law enforcement agencies, all the structures in the province, and therefore work smarter rather, and make sure that at least we as the police are really leading policing in the province. All other law enforcement agencies will be supporting us. We'll be working with communities to ensure that we get the necessary partnerships and make sure that we get the necessary support and collaborate where necessary. So there is work in that regard to make sure that we get resources as the police in the Western Cape.
Okay, so, but no one's given a timeline. You haven't said, you know,
no.
Minister Qhele, National Commissioner, you know, by the end of 2021, I'd like a full complement of police by then as the leader in the Western Cape.
I would want that to be given that opportunity because I've just stepped in office. So I need to know, you know, by this time,
sure.
Because that is part of the vision in terms of short-term, mid- and long-term. One could sit down and say, by this time, you know, we would want to have reached this capacity in this province. So that is going to happen.
Okay. Now, you also met with Premier Windy not too long ago, about 2 days ago. And you know very well, like the rest of us, that the Western Cape government's put about R1 billion in law enforcement officers, detectives in the system as well to help fight crime. What do you think of the Premier's plan? And are you keen to work with him on this?
Look, I was being introduced to the Premier and the MEC to just make sure that they welcome me in the province. I've been provided with the safety plan of the provincial government, which I'm going through like all other documents in front of me.
Sure.
So there is work that is going to has been started by our own minister with the Premier in terms of developing a protocol of the working relationship in the province with
Good.
The police.
Okay.
So all those things are going to be developed and look where do we, you know, meet in terms of the Western Cape's safety plan, the police's plans, and so on. So there is work, and there were discussions by the Deputy Minister, by the National Commissioner, and the Premier in that regard. So
okay.
It is work that is going to
But I mean, you welcome that type of move, you know, the Western Cape government putting its a detective service in place, if you like, its own law enforcement officers to help support your team. In principle, do you support that?
In principle, it is going to be important for us as the police in the province to have this working relationship, be it with the provincial government,
mm-hmm.
the city, and all other, you know, structures in this province. So I'm still going through that safety plan.
Sure.
And it's also being discussed, it's going to be discussed between our minister and will be obviously taken care of in this protocol that is being developed so that there's a better understanding on some of these issues.
And we'll be fair on you as well. You know, you've just started the office, you've got all these documents, everybody's making suggestions. You're the big chief in the Western Cape, mm-hmm. but you have to analyze all of these things and then put a proper strategy in place, which will be obviously underpinned by good monitoring and evaluation. So
exactly.
We will invite you in for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, whichever you prefer, further down the line, and we'll have much more detailed discussions around it. But I think it's important for us to talk about this, though. You said you met with your senior staff. Now, it's not a secret that your executive staff in the Western Cape, some of them just don't get along. Is that of concern to you?
As I've said, I've been sitting and looking at some of the happenings in the province, and it is obviously an open fact that there has been issues around leadership in the province. So one of the greatest and the most important things now for me is to make sure that we have a united and a collective leadership in this province that is just driven by one objective. And therefore, it is what is one of the priorities that I've raised even with the leadership on Monday, that this is one of the critical things, because we can put many strategies in place and approaches, but if we are not a collective that is united and ensure we have just one objective that we need to achieve in this province, we are going to fail. So therefore, there is work that is going to take place in that regard to make sure that we are one leadership that is cohesive in nature and know what this is one objective that we have to achieve in this province. So there's going to be work in that regard. Yep. But I made it clear, and I think everybody wants to start on a new clean slate and have a renewed energy in terms of focusing on the mandate that is given to us in the province.
Sure. There are also allegations laid against people on both sides. And the course of that also needs to play out, because you can't give someone a clean slate when there still might be some skeletons in the cupboard.
Yes, agree. That is what I'm going to have, as I said, I'm just now stepped in office. So I'm going to get an assessment of what has happened. There's a lot of reports that are going to be shared with me, and therefore from those issues we need to find the solutions and what needs to be done moving forward. So it's not going to be just having listened from a distance or having seen what has been happening, but there are reports and issues that we need to deal with frankly and openly and just resolve the issues for us to move forward.
Yeah. And then the police, and we've seen court cases, right, where your own police officers have said that there are other police officers, for example, in crime intelligence that work together with the gangs. I mean, that's obviously part of what you're going to look at, and it's something that you're going to investigate. So I'm not going to ask you about that in particular. But in general, I'm talking about the soldiers on the ground, the police officers who put 12 hours of their lives at risk on a daily basis. Most of them are very, very good people who risk their lives to keep you safe, me safe, and my family. But the bad apples out there, the minority, just your take on that. And it needs to be. Every commissioner who's joined us said, oh, no, we're going to put our foot down and we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but we need something that works, General.
No, definitely. One of the issues that I've mentioned in just the five things that I talked to was the professionalism that is expected from all of us, discipline, command and control, and accountability. But that also will assist if we have strong command and control and we know each person accounts in terms of where are you, what are you doing, and come back and account. We will be able to pick on some of these things, but when we get information about corruption in the organization, we have to investigate, and people must be taken out of the organization in terms of the procedures. So it is not something, because that speaks to the image of the organization also being tainted and compromised. So those issues will be addressed.
Okay, great. And then finally, because I know you've got to run, you've got a very busy schedule, the gang issue. It's been around for over 100 years, right? No one's expecting you to solve the whole thing right now. But I did mention as we started here that you've got 34 years experience on the ground. Your experience in crime intelligence and serious organized crime could come in rather handy. And we can't have the army here all the time. So your take on how gangsterism needs to be dealt with?
I would want to say we will obviously look at the issues in terms of gangsterism, which has been there, as you correctly point out. But my take is that our understanding should be around this is organized crime, and therefore how do we address and deal with organized crime in the police in this province? And it's going to take us to have a better understanding what are we dealing with, because if we talk gangsterism, it's not going to be just understanding it narrowly, but understanding in the context of it's organized crime, and therefore as the police, how do we respond to that? And that is going to take an intelligence, crime intelligence, that is going to be giving us a proper account and understanding of that. And therefore our response will be around the better understanding of how do we address organized crime in the country, in the province, sorry. Mm. So in terms of us having maybe, possibly we have been fragmented in how we address issues in the province. We have the anti-gang unit, we have organized crime in the province and the detective service. We also have the hawks in the province. So for me, is there must be a collective approach and also consolidate the capacity and the resources that are experienced in the province to address organized crime. But I won't say how at this point.
No. We don't want you to do that. Apparently, some gangsters listen to us as well. So I won't expect you to do that. But we'll, you know, especially I'm going to book you right now for your first 100 days. And then, you know, once we've done your 100 days, then we can have a look, a retrospective look at what you've said here, see how much you've achieved. I'm hard on people, but I'm also fair. But so we'll give you the opportunity to grow into this role, General, and it's a pleasure having you in the province leading this particular province's police service. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kenna, so much.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. That is Lieutenant General Yolisa Matakata, the Western Cape Police Commissioner. You can't be too hard on someone who just steps into a job, right? Especially with the nuances around the gangsterism issue, the internal conflicts. But 100 days down the line, cup of coffee will be ready and tougher questions for the general, or praise where it's due.